pray or whatever. And I say here, if I look back at my life for the past 50 years, the people here in this country, Sweden, many people have evolved, you could say, become more environment aware, more spiritually aware, I would say. And I do think that this is what they call in the beginning the New Age movement. It's a grassroots movement now, with or without a name, I don't know. And I think that there are at heart, well, should be definitely a majority of people in Sweden who see themselves as souls, not just bodies, for instance. That there's some form of God. Supreme consciousness. The sun that we are raised from. In any case, what has caused this? Walking up hills. Yeah, what has caused this in a world that in many ways is pretty much in the grips of hardcore materialism. Well, I do think that one covert, you could say, but significant contributor to that spiritual awakening, you know, that broad general soul, not body, God exists. May eternal previous lives. Next life, all that. In other words, broad, maybe even subconscious or down there, something you don't talk about, but your conviction in there of who you are and what it's all about. And many such people, they say that, oof, now I'm saved. Now I see the light here, everything is fine. Let's just try to get that earthly plane a little bit in shape again while we're here. That's our loving service. And there's bhakti. And so, yeah, the Hare Krishna movement, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, part of the Gaudiya Mission, Gaudiya Math, part of Vaishnavism of India, part of the worldwide congregation of people living souls who want to serve each other and God, Goddess, and God. So yeah, and why I say that I think the ISKCON Hare Krishna movement has been more influential than what one may believe was not initiated into the secrets behind it. Well, literature Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada produced, translated these Indian Vedic classics, Puranas, Bhagavad Gita, and so on. And taught by his own example what they mean. And there were many, many, many of his books, and is still going on, being sold. I remember Harikesh Swami then saying, must have been mid-80s or something, 77 million books have been distributed so far all over the world. It would be interesting to know what it is now. But you know, these books are not just pieces of bookshelf furniture, but I mean, they change hearts. They shine you up. And we know what they did to us, to me at least. So someone there picking a book from the bookshelf, reading it, going, yes, this is it. Of course, then they, and I met such people one after another back in the 80s, 90s, when I was out traveling in Sankirtan and all that. Of course, they come to the temple and it's beautiful and all these devotees nice. And from there, if it worked out well, then yes, nice congregational teamwork there. Because make sure you don't exploit volunteers. Accountability, transparency. Anyway, that's, I guess, it for now.